And that concludes today's video. Just kidding. What we're going to be talking about today is the benefits of getting a coach, the difference between coaching and mentorship, why I personally want to be a coach, and then some options you might have for getting a coach. Welcome back to the channel. I'm Johnny, for those of you who don't know me, and I believe in helping people find fulfillment and purpose in life. So, first of all, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about my own story into getting a coach. So, as you know, I love to write. It's a strong passion of mine. You can probably tell that by the amount of blogs, short stories, and books I've written. But I started that in my mid-20s after I realised how much I enjoyed it. And I thought, okay, I'm doing all these books, but I really need to get an understanding into the business side, into the marketing, how I get my books out there. And I'd been doing a lot of reading and personal development, and I still do to this day. And one message that came to me is, I need to get a coach. So I had a look at coaches, what might be out there, and I found a coach who's an absolute brilliant coach. And I've actually got a coaching and mentorship sort of combined deal, which I'll go into the differences in a bit. But what I found from my coaching session was, I not only discovered sort of the way forward with my writing, but I was able to understand more about myself in that actually I wanted to coach myself and I wanted to speak and talk about my books. So those were real bits of clarity I found from getting my own coach and going through the program. And I still continue to get coached to these days. So what are the benefits of coaching? Let's go through them. So first of all, you can get a new perspective on yourself and realise things you didn't know about yourself from the coach. And that can really open up your understanding on what you want. The second point is getting an understanding of the direction you want to go in and what your priorities are. So when you feel overwhelmed and stressed, there's loads and loads coming at you in day-to-day life alongside trying to hit a goal. But when you talk through with a coach what's going on, it can really give you a good sense of direction on what you need to do next, what the next steps are towards going towards your goals. The next benefit is really understanding what action you are actually going to take. So you may have a goal, but it's not clear on what the steps are going to be. But when you get out that knowledge from your head on what you want to do, when you talk it through with a coach, it makes it so much more simple in terms of what the steps are and what actions you are going to take next. The next point is accountability. Now, this is something you should do on a day-to-day basis. Feel accountable for your own life rather than it running away from you. But when you have a coach and you go through your goals, you've really got someone else to be accountable to. Although they're not going to have a go at you, they may just ask you why you're not achieving your goals. And that's going to help create awareness yourself on what the limiting factors are. And you're able to identify the challenges to overcome not hitting your goals. It really helps you become more accountable when you get a coach. Right, so the difference between a coach and a mentor. As I touched on, I have a coach who is also a mentor. A coach is someone who facilitates questions, asks you questions to help you get to the answer. And they use their listening skills, as does a mentor, to really try and understand it and ask and prompt the right questions for you to understand what it is you want and understand the right steps to get there. Now, a mentor is someone who might have a particular bit of expertise in an area. They're able to suggest actions to go. So rather than letting you get to the answer yourself, a mentor will chip in and give you suggestions and pieces of advice. So why do I want to be a coach? Well, as I say, I really believe in helping people live fulfilling and purposeful lives. Now, coaching empowers people to do that, for people to understand what their true goal is, what their true need is, and to identify the steps as simple as possible to get there. I don't like seeing people settling and living with things they don't like. And coaching gives an opportunity for those of you who want to change your life, the people who want to change their life, to be able to understand clearly what they want and why they want, and also identify action plans to get there. Okay, now some of you may be thinking, well, coaching sounds great, but it's actually quite expensive, which is completely true. If you look at some of the best coaches out there, let's say Tony Robbins coaching, for example, that's going to be really expensive. It's going to be so good value, and he's one of the, if not the best coach in the world, but you may not be able to afford it. But there are other coaches out there you can afford. And then you just got to look at your savings, your funds as well. Now, a coaching I would see as an investment. If you're someone who wants to achieve a certain goal, you want to find the right ways to get there, and you're thinking about getting a coach, that's going to be an investment to yourself. And that's how I saw the coach I got. It was an investment in myself to get towards my goals. But is there some things in your day-to-day spending, your monthly spending, that's more expenditure? So perhaps you go out and eat a few nights a week. Could you save money on that and just stay in and eat and cook at home? Or are there things you're buying that you don't necessarily need? So first of all, I suggest you look at your finances, and I appreciate some people are going to be better off than others. But looking at your finances and reviewing them, if you're going to get a coach, you're going to need to invest in that a little bit. And actually, you might get a return from it from when you're trying to hit your goals. You're going to get money back from it. Now, the second one I would suggest is, can you get a friend or family member to coach you? They don't necessarily have to be an expert coach, but could you talk to them about your goals and what you're trying to achieve and ask them to ask you questions? Because when someone else asks you the questions, they may be things you have not necessarily thought about yourself. So by getting someone else to ask you those questions, that could be really useful as well. Okay, so today's question is, what area of your life would you get coaching on? Is there a specific goal you can think of? And then a second question to follow up, what options can you consider for getting a coach? So, when you thought about those questions, remember, as always, to take action on them. I hope you've enjoyed today's video and it's given you a bit more of an insight into coaching and given you some thought to go away with. As usual, just a quick reference of my sources. So for my website, go on to johnnypardo.com. If you want to see any of my social media, just type in @johnnypardoauthor into Facebook or Instagram. Or for any of my books, go on to Johnny Pardo on Amazon. I'll speak to you guys soon.